I ain't gonna lie, I be getting a little emotional. Go ahead, record it up. I be getting a little emotional when I be doing this, but it's with him with that camera that shit be throwing me off. Really? Start it over?
You go.
You ain't gotta leave out, it's just I know I'm on film, you hear me?
No, you good.
So it fuck with me a little bit. You ain't gotta go nowhere though, you can sit down and stay. It's a true story. I ain't gonna forget my words, start it over.
Good. We'll cut it
in
whatever.
I was chilling in the IHOP, overheard a conversation. Both of them niggas killers, one of them was Michael Caton, big brother to Jason. I went to school with him. His brother got killed, so now he keep a tool with him. Live around the corner from his two daughters, no father. That's when the waitress came over like, may I take your order? Give me the breakfast sample, orange juice and the coke. The nigga looked at me and nodded his head. I never spoke, like, what the fuck them niggas looking at? That's what I heard the other say. Looked at me mugging, wait, nigga turned the other way. Had to turn deaf ear, say was in my left field, like gone cancel. You a nigga, nobody could see you. Show them niggas that you real, nobody could be you. I walked over and asked him, you won't take it off your shoulder? Hand checking him in his face, telling him I'm a soldier. I ain't no fucking drug lord, I ain't the type to try to be. 10 years of aggression, you don't wanna see that out of me. Jagged ass Smith and Wesson banging, singing, I gotta be that nigga. That nigga, it all started on a Tuesday afternoon. Me and my bitch got into it. Unnecessary foolishness, 2.5 ruin. Found out from another chick living out of town in an upstairs apartment that was 3 corners down. Click spot from my round. Jeff used to score pounds. Tanya ran into me, her Amber had ran into me. Me and Tanya remained cool. Amber man was pussy. He ran to the block and checked some niggas from another hood. They came back and black masked up just like I knew they would. Running out there bucking loud. Niggas only laughing at you. Hard not to bang with you. You got bitch niggas attacking you, up to 40 caliber, oncoming passenger, scuffled through the tourist section, stole on a trafficker, see him with his clique, used to mug but never buck with them, used to keep a smirk because my old lady was fucking him, ain't no need to get mad, I'm thinking I ain't never fuck with him, hit one of my niggas up, we bargained on his brain, fucking with my little brother who frequently snorted cane, dapped him down as I passed him, was heading to where it's twerked him, back was turned the whole time, little brother ran up and murked him, issued him 2 to the dome and worked him with the chrome, and to this day, I can say, I set him up and he gone. 3 months prior, I'm downtown meeting Lisa McBoy. I'm in town handling business for Floyd. He couldn't make it. I'ma take it by myself. I'm awaiting a vacation. 3 bricks going to Kirk. Coming home from Las Vegas. On the phone with Joe, finishing the conversation. They said it was gonna be off because he was at a graduation with shit. I'm on my way out of state to meet Mason. He told me to be safe and any problems I could page him. Jeff sitting patient in a vacant location, not knowing that we were stopping in another metropolitan. Tanya text Jeff, still waiting. Replied, obviously. Hope your cousin Kevin ain't faking, he ain't jiving me or trying to get me up to the Jakes plotting on robbing me. Tanya said Kevin's my cousin, he wouldn't lie to me. Whenever y'all had talked, he was right here on the side of me. They in the real estate and probably looking at property. Free lease. True story.